105.7 The Fan presents Monday Morning Quarterback with Norris, Long, Khan, and Preston.
Hey, let's do something right now. Let's set the tone right now.
105.7 The Fan.
I think we just keep it like we're just going to keep approaching every week, one week at a time, one game at a time, one play at a time, because that's what he's doing. You know, and he's doing it at a high, high, high level. I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. He's a great leader, and he's a great player. Great player. But we got a game next week against the Browns, and we got to bring our best. And that's what he's thinking about.
The he that John Harbaugh is referring to is Lamar Jackson and Ed Norris. Last night, Lamar was flawless.
Literally. His passer rating was 0.2 of a point from being flawless. I think he was
158.1.
158.3
is perfect, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he was really perfect. 5 touchdown passes. He was spectacular. He really was. It just, it was fun to watch. And I don't know about other people. I'm just not used to having the best offense in football. Not. I mean,
used to have the best run game in football, yeah, but not offense
not
altogether.
The best offense in football. They truly have the best offense in football right now.
Hey, Mike Preston.
Yes, sir.
King Henry did it again.
And he did it again in the second half. Just came out there and hit that little toss around the corner. Got a block from Lamar down the sideline. That was pretty impressive.
I love the way the first half.
Pretty impressive.
He's just sitting there looking at the game, watching on the sidelines. Like you know, let me at him. And the second half, just bang, just tore him up.
You know, and that's what you want. You know, you don't want to beat him up through the whole game, and then by the end of the season, he's no good. You know, you save them, you run them, and then in the second half, turn them loose. And the Ravens have worked that formula for the last couple games, and it's worked out well for them.
169 carry yards on only 15 carries. Unreal. Hey, the Ravens there continue their dominance of the NFC.
Yeah, was it 23-1 now?
Yeah, under Lamar.
23-1 for Lamar. Yeah, and this... This is a team. This is a good team. They beat a good football team, soundly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not like it was a bunch of scrubs. I mean, the Bucs have beaten the Lions, the Eagles,
and the Commanders.
Commanders this year. I mean, that's a good team they beat.
Mike Preston, is Zach Orr the answer at DC?
I don't know if he's the answer, but right now he's a problem.
He's the question.
You know, you got to look at and see what's going on. I mean, and they brought in Dean Pease, and I was expecting a little better in the secondary because this is his second week. So that gave him time to be in camp, get around the players, see what's going on. And they looked as lost as they were at the beginning of the season. Can't cover running back out of the backfield, losing receivers down the field. They got some problems.
And the key word to me, Mike, and the reason why I bring up Zach Orr, is lost. When defenders look lost, that's coaching. You know I mean, when defenders miss tackles and do things like that, that's
right.
Them. But this looks like it's schematic because they don't look like they know what's going on.
Yeah, but you know something? And I see that a lot in the NFL.
Okay.
All the time. I mean, you look at that game last night. How did Andrews, inside the red zone, how does Mark Andrews get open?
That open.
I mean, there's nobody around him. I mean, at one time they went to kind of chuck him at the line of scrimmage. What did he, like, slap him high five and then let him go, and he just turned around and he threw him the ball?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen this before. I mean, in the NFL, who plays great defense anymore?
Well,
I don't see many teams that are doing that.
I can't argue against that at all, Mike. And the Ravens at 5-2 are tied for first place in the AFC North with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Ravens are 1-0 in the division. Pittsburgh get to play a game in this division. I think I heard last night. In fact, I know I heard last night. Pittsburgh, Ed, is the only team in the NFL that has yet to play a divisional game.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we went to week 8. That's unusual.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And the Ravens 5-2. No surprise here. I mean, they started off 0-2, and it seems as if from that point on, they just haven't looked back.
They sure have not. I think they had the best team in the NFL last year. They just didn't win the Super Bowl. And it's still, and I think they're better this year, honestly. There's nobody can beat them. Who said that last night?
No, only the team that can beat the Ravens is the Ravens. Belichick.
Belichick said, that's right. And I believe that. I mean, there's nobody better than them. It just, if you make some boneheaded mistakes and let up late in the game and give, you know, if you give up 21 points in the fourth quarter, you're going to have a problem ordinarily. Thankfully, they didn't because they scored so many, but that's not a good sign.
No, it's not.
Even in a win.
They've got to clear that up. That onside kick. Hey, we're onside kicking. We're onside kicking.
That was unbelievable.
There's only been two recovered onside kicks this year. Both have been by the Ravens. Or against the Ravens.
So that onside kick thing, Mike, you might have to ask about this. Our own Cordell Woodland said he asked about this. Some people are saying that you're only allowed to kick two onside kicks per game.
That's what I thought.
Cordell said that they asked Harbaugh about that after the Cowboys game. Mm-hmm. They asked the league, and the league said that's not true.
Really?
I don't know how you could. Why would the league say that you can't only kick? I mean, why would can you only kick two?
It's on.
I understood that one.
It's all over multiple team websites that they posted, like when the new rules came out.
Yeah, it was.
But like Cordell said that the league told the Ravens that's not true.
Here we go right here. Here's it written down. The new NFL rules prevents teams from kicking more than two onside kicks, which the Bucs had already done. Yeah. It's the article.
I know. And because that's what it was when it came out. However, Dean Blandino said, and this came out 6 hours ago, there's no limit of the number of onside kicks a team can attempt. The only restriction are in the fourth quarter, the team must be behind in the score. So there's no limits, but you have to be losing.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. It makes sense to you that you can only have an onside kick?
No, it makes sense to me that if you're losing in the fourth quarter, you can have onside kicks and kick as many as you want.
That's just dumb rule. I can't be up and want to seal the deal with an onside kick. It's just dumb. I mean, the NFL, once again, whatever.
Stay out of the game, man. They need to stay out.
It's whatever, man. What is that article you read, Ed?
The one I read, it's a statement on Twitter, X, whatever, Dean Blandino. So he put it out. There's no limit of number of outside kicks a team can attempt. The only restrictions are fourth quarter, and the team must be behind in the score. Getting clarity here, there is no in caps limit to onside kicks attempted.
Now, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong. When we first heard about the new rule, did we not read, not only hear, but read that it was a limit of two?
I don't remember that. I remember the fourth quarter, and you had to tell them.
Again, this article right here that says two is from 5 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out. But
the NFL rule prevents teams from kicking more than two onside kicks, which the Bucs had already done. They explained why they didn't have a third. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Monday Morning Quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Improving the lives of Marylanders is a team effort. Join the huddle at cc-md.org. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Bite Me at 7 o'clock. Sound for the postgame press conference with John Harbaugh, but on the other side, three up, three down on the Fan.
Three out.
Baltimore Ravens win 41-31 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Monday Night Football. Still three and out. Who's your up, Mike Preston?
Up, offensive line. Stanley, McCary, Lindenbaum, Falele, Rosengarten. They gave up two sacks in the first series, and then after that, they had like two quarterback hurries for the rest of the game.
Yeah, man.
That's impressive. If you really want to see the Ravens run the best screen in Ravens
history. Mike, what was that?
And I've only missed a handful of games since they came here in 1996.
What was that?
I mean, they had a wall.
It was shoulder to shoulder.
And as soon as he caught the ball, he said, oh, look at this thing. This is big money here. And they just went down the field, and he scored on that 18-yard run or catch. The Ravens ran a screen.
Mike, the only way they could have been closer is to go old school. Remember, they used to lock arms?
The only thing
they could have done lock arms. Because they would show that it was. If I'm playing defense, I would have had two words for you. Uh-oh.
Yeah. But that was impressive. So I salute the guys, man, because they came out early and you just think, oh, no, this is not going to be a good day. And they adjusted, did what they had to do.
What's your down?
My down is the run defense. Tampa Bay had 30 attempts, 125 yards. That's 4.2 yards. And they were gashing the Ravens. The only problem they had was they couldn't score inside the red zone. And that's because Baker Mayfield turned into Baker Mayfield.
He was benevolent.
You know, that's a 5-beat word. But anyway, they just couldn't get it done. But that can't happen. You can't give up that many yards against Tampa Bay. Then their running backs are okay, but they're not great running backs. But the Ravens made them look good.
Yeah, they did. I mean, when you run the football 30 times and you were trailing most of the game, that means it's working.
Yeah. And they stayed with it, too. That means they did not back off.
It's working. Ed, who is your up?
I'm going to give it number 44. Marlon Humphrey. I just think, there was a lot of questions surrounding him coming into the season. Is he lost a step? Is he this? Is he that? He had 2 picks last night, and they were pretty nice. They weren't gimmies, so you see somebody's, bounce off somebody's numerals and hit you in the hands.
I was impressed with the first one. Because that wasn't even the man he was guarding. Yeah. That was veteran.
Yeah. That was ball hawking. That's the way it's supposed to be done. And that puts him with the 2 yesterday. He puts him with 4, and he's second behind Xavier McKinney in the NFL.
You played defense. The man he was guard covering was 10 yards off of the intended receiver. He read Baker Mayfield's eyes, came off of the receiver, and went almost 10 yards back to get that pick.
And that's how real professionals do it, because they don't want – that's how Ed Reed used to do it.
Yeah.
Reed looked like he was never on anybody. And next thing you know, he's got the ball and he's taking it back the other way.
Because most of the time, Ed Reed wasn't on anybody.
I'm just hanging out. As soon as I said that, I knew it was coming.
I'm just hanging out. Marlon Humphrey plays the same way, too, man. He's a similar style. He's not on anybody either.
What are you doing, Ed Reed? I'm just hanging out. Who's your down?
Down goes to the Ravens defensive secondary. First of all, giving up 21 points in the fourth quarter is not good. That's, I hate seeing they won the game. They didn't blow a lead in the fourth quarter, but they outscored 21-7 in the last frame of the game. Not good to me. Baker Mayfield threw for 370 yards, 3 touchdowns. I don't know. And they lost their stud early. I mean, Evans was out, so. He did not have an impact. He had 1 catch, so you lose your, and that was a. Hate to think if he was in. He's such a bad matchup for the Ravens because he's so big.
He was wide open on that touchdown.
He was wide open. And in contested catches, he's 6'5". We don't have anybody can compete with that. The defensive back's like 6 feet tall except for Hamilton. He's a bad matchup. So happily he was out with his hamstring pull, whatever it was. But the secondary, they look confused is my problem. It's one thing to get beat, but there were times when they just, guys were wide open.
And that scheme.
Yeah, this scheme. That's coaching. That's coaching. Yeah. That disturbed me. I'm like, come on, man. If I don't see somebody in the TV frame with you, that's a problem.
So what did Mike Preston say? Get in the frame.
Get in the frame. Get in the frame.
My up, we'll talk a little bit more about him coming up, is Lamar Jackson, 17 to 22, 281. Man, we can spend the rest of the show talking about that guy. Number 8 is great. He gets my up. My down, the penalties. My Lord. I mean, whether they were legit, some of them were not, it was almost like at every play, guys, I was looking for the flag.
Yeah.
17 penalties in this game. 17. 9 by the Ravens, 8 by the Buccaneers. But, like, again, some of them were bull crap.
That one from Falele was a joke.
Yeah, what was that?
That was terrible. But the other ones, they were legit because I was watching, and I always watch offensive linemen. They were hooking them. They looked like the University of Texas. Hook them horns.
Uh-huh.
They were deep up in them shoulder pads.
Yeah, I didn't, like I said, whether it's legit or not, it's just way too many penalties. In a football game, every play I'm looking for the
watchable for me.
It does.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. It breaks up the rhythm. I don't want to hear from the refs all
the
time.
Every other play, a long game, exciting play, a touchdown, then you get wait.
You wait for it. You wait for it to happen.
Yes.
Yep. Lamar had so much time on that deep ball to Rashad Bateman. I literally didn't celebrate at the time. I'm waiting for the holding call.
You don't get that much time.
I mean, oh wait, he has so much time. I'm like, it's got to be holding. I mean, come on, you're throwing a flag on everything else. Let's go to Baltimore and get Dante. What's up, Dante?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. It was a good night last night. You guys hit a couple of nails on the head. It's like when they're up by such an advantage, it seems like they like step off the gas. You know, every game's not going to be perfect. I'm glad we got the win against a decent team. The other 2 things I'm going to say real quick, and I'm going to let y'all go. The penalties, right? When the refs get it wrong, do they get evaluated?
I hope so.
Yeah, because sometimes they really get it wrong. And, Rob, this for you, man, real quick. I know you had to cover the home team, But you get a chance to check out Cam.
How you know I checked out Cam? Listen, I was with Zach down at the spot on North Avenue, so we had both televisions on, and I even stayed after the Ravens game to watch the end of it. That was not a illegal hit at the end of the game, that flag they threw at the end of the game. That was bullcrap, man. He pushed Harrison. That's all it was, a push. But I did watch him. I did. He's talking about Cam Hart. My buddy Zach, that's his nephew. He plays starting corner for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh.
He just got his rookie out of Notre Dame.
What the hell are you doing on North Avenue?
Zach has a place. It's a freaking cathedral, man. He doesn't rent it out. If he rented it out, he'd make a boatload of money. He just got it for his family and friends. And we hung out there. A couple of Northern alums. Once a Viking, always a Viking.
Oh, that's right. You had your,
Right. Vikings, come on, man. And we had some hip-hop chicken that I got for you.
I see that.
Enjoy, guys. Enjoy. It was a good night.
No lake trout?
We ate that. That's gone, man. Come on, dude. That many black dudes in one place? You think that lake trout leaving? That lake trout don't have any. We hell on some lake trout. Bite me at 7 o'clock. Postgame Sal from John Harbaugh, but from the other, on the other side, Lamar Jackson getting it done again in primetime. Monday Night Football should be his favorite game every year. I'll tell you why up next as we review Lamar on the Fan.
Jackson's going to get it.
Two.
Jackson throws.
Three.
Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore.
How did Baltimore's top single caller perform?
Shotgun snap, back to pass, seven steps. Jackson winds up, long pass down the middle. He's got Bateman over the shoulder, catch at the goal line. Touchdown, Baltimore. 49-yard strike, and it was a beauty.
I'm chasing something right now, so each and every game is going to be the same thing for me. Like, I'm going to be the same person every game I'm trying to win.
I'm chasing something right now. Listen, he's won two MVPs. He's been in the playoffs almost yearly. What else could he be chasing?
I don't know.
What could he promise
at the draft?
Believe that. What could he be chasing? Lamar Jackson last night was in his typical Monday Night Football form. He was spectacular, completing 17 to 22 passes. That's a completion percentage of 77, by the way. 281 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, and a near-perfect passer rating, 158.1. 158.3 is perfect. And now, Lamar, Michael, has 20 touchdowns and no interceptions for his career in Monday Night Football.
The best thing I saw was the long ball.
And he has the highest win percentage in primetime of any quarterback in history.
That's what I wanted to see. All the other stuff, I really don't care about, because in the postseason, they're going to stack the line, and he's got to throw the ball down the field. That's what I want to see.
It was beautiful.
The pass to Bateman was on time, on target, and in stride. And that's huge for this team. And can they do it further? I don't know, but if he keeps improving on it, that's what I look for.
And MVP, MV3 maybe, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, Rob, you can't say this. Ed, you can't say this. But per DraftKings, he is leading MVP right now.
I don't know who
plus 280 is where he's at with them.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. Is that a company?
I have no idea.
I'm open for some endorsements if anybody from DraftKings is listening.
They hand them to everybody else. But Lamar last night also 52 yards rushing on 9 carries. He got it done on the ground. Let's not forget he can get it on the ground too.
Yeah, the touchdown that was called back was BS too. There was no penalty. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was a touchdown. So
the thing is, though, man,
he was spectacular.
He better watch those hits, man. That one he took.
Yes, to the head.
Just train wrecked him.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the one behind the line of scrimmage to the head.
Yeah.
The one running.
Yeah.
And they said it. And Aikman said that's when he turns into a running back. He's not a quarterback any longer. You better watch that.
It's funny he said that. You're still not allowed to do helmet to helmet.
That is correct, but that guy crushed it.
Absolutely.
You saw his whole head turn sideways.
He did. It was a terrible thing to see.
But Ed's right.
Your franchise get hit.
But you can't hit helmet.
No, and I was surprised he said that because he should have said he's a running back, but you still can't do that.
Hey, Joe, you got a running stat also for number 8 for us.
So there's been seven.
Is this sponsored by the same company?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
No, this one's not. But again, I'm open for endorsements. There have been seven times in NFL history there's been a quarterback that's thrown 5 touchdowns and ran for at least 50 yards. Lamar's done it 3 of the 7 times.
No. So at least he's sharing, but 4 other people will let it happen 4 other times. How many records is this guy going to have when it's all said and done, man?
A lot, man.
Did you hear Derrick Henry post game? Derrick Henry post game was talking about how unselfish the conversation was about the block downfield.
Oh yeah.
And he was talking about how unselfish he is, how you look up statistically he had a great. I'll let Derrick Henry tell you.
Man, I just told Elvin, I appreciate him, man. That's unbelievable, somebody as a quarterback and his caliber to be that unselfish, to be blocking downfield, the teammate. He is, man, and that's the type of guy that can have a hell of a game and don't even know any stats. All he knows is the guys he threw to and the guys he scored. This dude is just incredible, man. Like I said in an interview a couple weeks ago, I think he's the GOAT for sure.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, he is unselfish. It's clear when you watch, when you hear him, but more so when you watch what he does. And to me, you know, to see someone playing that position to be that unselfish, because Mike, you know how quarterbacks are.
Yeah, but you know I something. Mean, you most quarterbacks would make the play, except for like Joe Burrow.
What?
Yeah, Rob, he's talking about you. You was a quarterback, weren't you?
Yeah.
Would you have made that block? No.
Well,
no.
Then, in my defense, they never let me hit the sled in practice, so I wasn't trained to make that block downfield.
It was a lack of training.
Just take their legs, Rob. Just take their legs.
Ike Hemphill never let me hit the sled. What do you want me to do? I didn't know how to do it.
No, but I was not surprised because he was out front.
Yeah.
And the cameras were on him. I was like, oh, this is showtime. Let's see what happens. And he went after him. And that's what you want. I mean, Joe Burrow last year, he would have fell down. there's no question in my mind Joe would have fell down. And I probably would have fell down, too. Yeah. Joe Flacco would have fell down.
But yeah. Ed, Tua would have fell down twice.
Hey, let's bring that question back. Mike threw in an element that we didn't think about. Do you think I would have blocked if there were cameras, though?
Oh, that's a whole different thing.
I would have blocked.
Hey, hey.
He would have blocked. He would have fell down, held his leg.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. Trippy, I hope you won some money last night, because yesterday, man, when you called the show, you were spot on everything.
Hold up. Hey, Rob, before I even say I won any money, I didn't, man. I was on Twitter. We put a community ticket together. Look, it's nothing against my man Zay Flowers, right? But watching the Ravens game, I knew it was going to be a Bateman type of day, and I took Zay for 50. But guess what? It's all love. I ain't even worrying about that. We got the dub, right?
But wait a minute. Trippy. Yesterday you called. You said the Ravens will score 40 and Lamar have 5 touchdowns. You didn't put any money on that?
I did, but I ain't worrying about that, man. Cause you know, if I, you know what Lamar say, man, he say F them parlays, man. That's all about the girl. But look, first of all, shout out my first of all, shout out my man Todd Martin, man. Todd been dialing it up, man.
Yes, he has.
I don't know what it is, man. Shout out to Todd, man. Second of all, shout out my man 44, man. Hey, Rob. Somebody told me ever since that fan had a little, like, you know, a little situation with him after that week 2 game, Marlon Humphrey been balling out. Shout out to that fan, man. Hey, we gotta get that fan to holler at 32, because I ain't gonna lie. Let's talk about the defense real quick. We up 41-18. I don't care, garbage time, whatever. And the sad thing about it was Mike Evans was out the game. So imagine if Mike Evans still was in the game, mm-hmm. What possibly could have happened, right?
You know the offense is doing one thing in a situation like that. You pin your ears back and go get them.
That's what I'm saying, man. And I'm going to be real with you, right? These next 3 games, they definitely easy. I don't care what nobody say, they easy. Browns, Broncos, Bengals. They all easy. Let's just hope. We know what the offense going to do. Let's just hope the defense can get it together before we got to go see the Steelers in 4 weeks. That's all I ask. Like, I don't know what they got to do. Get that middle together, please.
All right, Trippy, appreciate that, man. I mean, Jameis Winston likes to eat W's. I don't know, man.
got the Browns.
Yeah, he does.
Loves to eat some W's.
It's still the Browns. But you don't want to let down because I hate to see them play to the level of their competition, which happens sometimes.
I don't know if the Broncos and the Bengals are easy either.
I don't think the Broncos. Not that either one of them are now. Yeah. The Broncos, I thought, were going to suck this year, but they're surprising me.
But they're not good either.
They're not. They're not the Ravens caliber, but they're not bad.
Yeah.
And the Bears, I mean, they have a winning record. What, they're 4-2?
Bring your A game. You win.
Yep.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You can bring your A game, but Mike Preston may not give you an A. We'll find out what grades he gave out at 7:30. But on the other side, we go around the NFL right here on the Fan.
Around the NFL.
6:47 in the AM, Monday morning quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. The Jacksonville Jaguars. With the bed, thanking the Lord for having a team like the New England Patriots on their schedule. New England Patriots were thankful for the Carolina Panthers because if not for them, they'd be the worst team in football. Mm-hmm. But right now, the Jaguars add a 2-5 on the year after that win. But I don't think things are okay. Doug Peterson, I think, is in trouble. And I think Trevor Lawrence has had to step up and do better as well. This team is playing under a lot of people's expectations. I didn't have a whole lot of expectations for them, but I didn't think they'd be 2-5.
I thought they'd be much better than this. And and it's funny you mentioned Trevor Lawrence. I think the best player on that team right now is Tank Bigsby.
No doubt.
Yeah, he's having great weeks in and out. He had 118 yards this week against the Patriots. But yeah, I'm very surprised that the Jaguars are this bad. It just surprised me at 2-5.
Speaking of 2-5 teams, Mike Preston, the Las Vegas Raiders, Antonio Pierce was the man last year because he was the guy replacing the guy. And people always step up when that happens. But I don't think he'll be there much longer after this year.
Well, he's the man this year, the man who's going to get fired at the end of the season. That's what it looks like. I mean, and what happens is usually when you get a coach, you get a new coach, you get rid of the old coach, all the players want to prove to him, everyone, that it's the coach's fault.
Yeah.
It's the coach's fault. That's what happened to him last year. And then all of a sudden, now, take it a step further. What do you do with this program? What do you do with this team? And he can't get it done.
Mm-mm.
Even though he has my assistant coach out there, Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, that's my guy. He ain't getting it done either.
We knew the North would have the best division in football, Ed. We just didn't know it would be the NFC North. The Bears are in last place, but they're 4-2.
Yeah.
After last night, top two teams, the Lions and the Vikings, 5-1, Packers 5-2, Bears 4-2. You can see three teams going to the playoffs in that division.
You might, because the NFC is wide open. I think the AFC is top heavy. I think it's, right now, Chiefs, Ravens, Steelers. But the NFC North, I'm surprised. I mean, I've been on the Lions for years now. I'm not surprised they're playing this well. The Vikings surprised me as good as they've played, and that was a tough game. I mean, they lost, late field goal against against Detroit. So, but it's a tight division, a lot of fun. The Packers are playing good football. They're all 5-2. So, I mean, they're all good. And the Bears, as you mentioned, 4-2 this week. They're on a bye, so not going to improve. But nobody's got a losing record in that division.
Mike, no one thinks the Arizona Cardinals are a good team. No one does. But the problem is this. They won last night. Now they find themselves just a game back of first place behind the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are 4-3, and the Cardinals and the 49ers are both 3-4. How bad is that division?
Watch the 49ers. Once they get some bodies back, if they get some bodies back.
Yeah, Ayuk's out.
Yeah. Debo's got some pneumonia or something.
Yeah, they'll get a couple of them back. They'll make the run, but Brock Purdy, I don't know about him, man. I'm watching that guy play, and I'm very good at looking at quarterback, their eyes. Tell me what I see in their eyes. And when I see him, I see a blank look sometimes. Like, I'm not going to get it done. But the rest of that division, not very good, even though I do like Mike McDonald and first year in Seattle. So I give him that year reprieve to get his stuff in order.
The AFC East. Buffalo Bills 4-5-2. Then they're the Miami Dolphins at 2-4. And you talk about the wide open NFC and the top heavy AFC. Can the Miami Dolphins make a run? They can't make a run, in my opinion, without Tua. And Tua talked about his possible return early this week.
Well, how much risk did we take when we get up in the morning to go
to go drive to work, get into a car crash, maybe. I don't know. Everything, I think, takes risks. So to answer that question, every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. There's just risk in any and everything. And I'm willing to play the odds. That's it. I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it.
His whole comparison of risk, Ed, may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. When you get out of the bed, you can sprain your ankle. You're right. There are lots of risks in life. But yeah. The question is, you take the necessary risks. And is this a necessary risk?
I always tell people you limit risk in life.
Yes.
Right? Life is dangerous. You need a helmet to get around every day. But you limit your risk. You don't do stupid things. And I don't know what the hell he's thinking. I don't know why people even letting him play. And this is not being, not trying to be mean. The guy's had many, many concussions. And, you don't want to be 50 years old and not know where you are. Prematurely. It's just, I don't want to see that happen to him, but whatever. They're expecting him to possibly play this weekend.
Yes.
So we shall see. But this team is unbelievably bad. I mean, I know they're worst teams by record in the league. They've already scored 70 points. 70. It's like 10
points. Didn't they score that in one game against the Broncos last year?
They had. Yeah. This is remarkable. I mean, you look like the Bills have scored 199, the Jets 128, the Ravens 218. I mean, 70. Haven't even broken triple digit yet. It's unbelievable how awful that offense is.
Your thoughts on what Tua said, Mike Preston?
Well, I think his last statement summed it up where he said, it might be the death of me. It might.
Yeah.
It might. And that's the way I look at it. Like, just stop. It's over. It's finished. Hmm. I'm pretty sure he's probably saved up enough money. If he hasn't, then that's on him. But still, just quit. It's over.
I hate to say that, because there are times when you have to just step away. I mean, our defensive coordinator. That's how his career ended. They said no. Right. You could be under paralyzed. You break in. You can't play anymore. And he's still got a career in the NFL.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to a nap. Let's get Doc. What's up, Doc? Doc?
Hey, hi, guys. Congratulations on the win last night.
I think you're not a Ravens fan.
No, I'm a Bears fan, but I love Ravens.
Okay.
I love Ravens.
Well, you got yourself a quarterback.
Oh, definitely we do. But I want to talk about Lamar and Henry. That's a 1A and 1 and 1A, buddy. There's no stopping them all the way to Super Bowl. You believe that Henry almost had another 60, 70-yard run? That's when they killed him. Right there, that one, the 39-yard run.
Yeah.
That was it. They couldn't make a comeback after that, Buccaneers. So congratulations. I love those guys. They play so great, especially Derrick Henry. Who would think all those teams are so stupid for not looking at him?
His off-season home is in Dallas, Doc, and they didn't sign him. What are you two laughing at?
You haven't said it yet.
What's up, Doc?
That's what I said when I answered the phone. I said, what's up, Doc?
And yeah, Derrick Henry. I'm a Bears fan, so I love those guys.
That was a good Chicago accent.
Thank you.
We were talking about this during the break. He's 30 years old. He had an 81-yard run last night, Henry, and that was only his second longest run of the year.
Yes. He's remarkable. And this is
22 miles an hour.
I got to say, I'm taking great satisfaction in this because remember all the even people we had on, like, 30-year-old running back, he's 30. I don't know if there's anything left in the tank.
That was me, actually. I said that, too. I was wrong.
And I was like, nah. I mean, he was the second leading rusher in the NFL last year behind CMC. I mean, he still got it, clearly. He still got it.
I don't get excited over running backs, but when they signed Derrick Henry...
He's different.
He's a football player.
He's just
410-583. 410-583, no doubt about it. 105.7, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Preston report card at 7:30. The professor is in. But on the other side, sound from the post-game press conference of John Harbaugh. Bite Me up next on The Fan.